Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And I am so excited to be able to talk with you guys today. Kind of an emotional time for me right now. I had to make the difficult choice because a lot of you have been asking. My contract expires for this show at the end of this month, and I was planning on doing a decade, but the people here have been so kind as to do their best to make that possible for me. But with the current climate in my country here in Canada, and with the fact that my website was once again hacked by the we don't know who did it, and I just have made the decision that, you know, I have always said to myself that if I was going to, when I started this business, with way back, I went to this little talk, and similar to the ones that I've been giving for 15 years now, all around the world. I was at this talk, and at that point in my life, I was so sad. My dad had just passed, and my Auntie June, who is my mom's identical twin, died 6 months later, and my father-in-law died a year later, and then I had to put my dog down. And I was just kind of like how a lot of people are feeling right now. And there's a lot that's been happening since then, like over the last 15 years. But what happened is I was given this little, when I put my dog down, she was my, I don't like to say I have favorites, but like she was one of my favorite dogs. And she was Mercedes, a beautiful Afghan hound. And anyone who's ever had a dog, I mean, you know how hard this is, any pet. And when we started having to drop our parents and stuff off and to have them put down, it felt like to me, like in this last 2 years here, just drop them off at the hospital and you don't get to go visit them or see them or sit with them or be with them. And I have experienced that. I experienced that with the death of my mom 10 years ago. So I was kind of, when I first started this journey, I was in this devastating spot, and I was invited, I was given this little dog, and the people that, the woman who had given me this little dog told me about this woman that was coming to, I was living in Regina, Saskatchewan in Canada at the time, and she was giving a small talk, and she felt that I would be interested in going. So I went to this talk, and it was about, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. And as I was sitting there watching this woman and just listening to her voice, I was like, whoa, I could feel something in my body moving, I felt like I was alive again. And by the time I left that talk, I was telling everybody, I was born to do this. And I was so excited. I was just so pumped. I was like, holy, people don't know that we have this built-in system that lets us know exactly whether or not we are in alignment or out of alignment with what is being presented or what we're thinking about doing. Or like we could have a health issue and start recognizing that health issues don't begin in the physical body most of the time. Sometimes they do, but 99.999999999% of the time, there is an underlying issue that's non-physical. If we can pinpoint that issue energetically, we can work with the doctors, we can work with the nurses, we can work with the system, we can and strengthen for everybody to get the best care possible, which I was just like, wow, this is so fabulous. Like, oh my gosh, like when people find out that they can do this and be their own expert, because it never is what you think it is. Never. Like, I don't care. I don't use the word never very often, but never. Because when you're thinking, you are not feeling. When you're in your logical mind, it's very, very challenging in the early days to be in a situation where you would be able to energetically shift something like at the rate that I am now. Because I've dedicated 15 years of my life and probably put at least 3 to 4 hours in every single day to hone my craft for 15 years. And I love it. I still love it. I don't love a lot of aspects about this work, about the marketing and da-da-da and all the computer technology and stuff. Having said that, I have been advising my clients, and I've been advising people on this radio show, to really take the time, 15 minutes a day, and get your techie skills primed up a little bit. I learned how to do a screenshot on my iPhone 4 days ago for the first time. I didn't even know that button was on the right side of my phone. So I was like, yo, there's one more thing that I can do. And it's actually amounted to quite a bit. When you do 15 minutes a day of anything, that's how I started writing my 531-page book. And so I have always been super passionate about this. And when I went to that talk, I was like blown away. And because I was actually feeling very, very depressed. I was just worn out. I was exhausted from being, my father had had a car accident, a serious car accident. And when he was at the hospital, he had been given a flu shot, and he went into complete system shutdown 3 months later. And that was 20 years ago. Because my dad had a very sensitive, like we found out, well, he was in the hospital for 4 years, in and out, that he had a very, very sensitive, unique blood type. So he ended up with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is very rare, but it can be brought on, and it's in there. It's actually in their pamphlet that you get. So it's rare, but it does happen. And so, unfortunately, it did happen to my dad, and it changed our lives irrevocably. Irrevocably. When the anchor of the family goes down, the ship starts to, you know, go floating off into all sorts of dangerous waters as a family. And so this was kind of how I went into this work. Shortly after that, like about a year later, I was introduced to energy work, and I was introduced to this ability that I have. And then I found out, like, everybody has this ability. We're all born with it. It's just, it's like any other hereditary ability, like some people are more athletic, some people are more engineer type minds, logical minds, some people are more, you know, they have voices, and their ability to sing runs through the family, musical talent, etc., ability to play instruments, you know, all of these things. And so this is another area of that, because this is, you know, when you think about it, a lot of people have a lot of difficulty believing that this is possible, that they possibly could do it. And that's the problem with believing in things. If you don't believe in anything, then you don't have to. And especially, and I've been saying this at all my talks, for God's sake, don't believe in yourself. Everybody's told to believe in themselves. I had a lot of limiting beliefs. I never in my entire life had ever worked in an office, so I didn't even know how to send an email. Now, remember, this was 15 years ago, and most people were just starting to get personal computers in their home. We were one of the first. And cell phones weren't out yet. You know, this is where we were at, so in the old, old days. And so I've never spoken in public. I had never meditated. I was raised Roman Catholic, very strictly. Went to a Roman Catholic school, all of that. So this was way far out of my element. Having said that, one of my aunties on my dad's side was a well-known tarot reader. So, nobody talked about that in the family, of course, though, because that wasn't something to be proud of. Especially when you were really invested in the Roman Catholic Church. So this was a surprise to me. Like, this is huge. And I feel like I look back on that because I've been really, really feeling you know, a lot of nostalgia, and I love my clients, and I love doing the work, and I love this radio show and doing the aha moments when people phone in and they're having such a horrible time, and then bang, all of a sudden, you know what? You're right, I feel better. And it doesn't take that much time, because I have, like I said, I've got 15 years behind me, and basically I have a protocol for almost anything and everything. So I do have a protocol also for what's happening around the world. I tested this about a year ago, I think now. Yeah, like when I was going into this and I was really deciding, do I even want to continue sharing this information after what's happened, after my identity was taken, and I don't want to even go back into that anymore, except that's one thing that I do need to bring up, because unfortunately, it seems like, just like our Liberal government in Canada, there's no end here for me with this going on. So, well, there's an end to it for sure. But I just want to make it very, very clear to everyone who's listening that I started out my business as Crystalline Vision. And that was with one L. And honestly, it was a big pain in the butt-ski because crystalline is spelled with two L's. And crystalline, people were always spelling it wrong, etc. However, when you're in this line of work, a lot of you who have never been in this line of work probably don't know this, but basically, you know, I probably spend almost $1,000 a year on domains just to protect myself from identity theft. And somehow Crystalline Vision did get away from me. I hired a detective, and we tracked that website down, because that domain got away from me. And it took us 8 hours, but we found one landing page, and that's all we could find. And we found that it was actually, which is really wild, purchased by someone right here in Kelowna, British Columbia. So, because they have a post office box here. And so, but, and I think they sold crystal skulls. So if you didn't get your crystal skull, that wasn't me. And that and that's all we could find on it, and then that disappeared. I know I brought it up with the police in my file, and they have that. I don't know if they have that information because I became very ill after, and have been. You know, for all of April and May, I was too sick to be able to do any to do anything, and I think the file was closed. So I just want to make it very, very clear. I have nothing to do with crystalline vision, except for making the mistake of somehow letting that one domain go. And that would have been around 2015 that happened. So it's caused me a lot, because I'll tell you what, I have tracked the 10 seminars that were sort of where my marketing was redirected, and I've accounted for nine of them. And one was eight of them were by one person. I have spoken with this person, and I have chosen to forgive and let karma do its duty. Having said that, I want to make sure it's very clear to everyone here that I have nothing to do with that company. And I mean, if you do have a company, make sure you save your domain for eternity to avoid these identity theft issues. This isn't exactly what I was talking about on this show. I wanted to talk about the card. I call it transition, and we'll get onto that when I come back. For legal reasons, I need to make it very clear that I do not work any longer with anyone associated with running any of these events that I was participating in Kelowna, because when I was told by members of the public what had happened, what was going on, I distanced myself from these people, and I continue to. Not because I feel they're guilty or whatever. I have no bad feelings whatsoever. I distance myself because I personally don't want to work with people, side by side with people who watched me for 5 years work like 5-6 hours straight without even being able to run to the washroom, and know the lugging in and the lugging out and the lugging out and the lugging back into your home, the amount of work that it takes to have a booth or to go and do these seminars, etc. And for the community to not stand up for me is the only reason why I feel this way. I think most of those people are wonderful people. I've had many of them on my radio show. So I harbor no ill will towards any of these people. I just prefer to move on in my life in a new direction, with love in my heart and with love for this audience here. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'll be right back after this short break.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com. Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. We'll take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
As different layers of consciousness unfold in each show, you won't want to miss a second of this. Make sure to tune in to Transmutation Time, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life, every month with Kelly Kay on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kelly and the show, visit www.enlightenedmedicine.com. You have the power to turn trauma into transcendence. Come bring your shadow into the light so you can begin to truly heal and grow today.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Good morning, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. So I want you to know you can call in 1-800-930-2819. This is my second last show that I will be doing on Transformation Talk Radio. I've been on Transformation Talk Radio for 9 years. Nine. So nine's a good number to roll things up on. I've done 52 shows a year for 9 years. I haven't done the statistics. I'm going to sit there and see if I can find them, or probably Pat, she's so good with statistics, she'll be able to tell us, but how many guests I've had on this show. And remember, in the beginning, nobody was doing video. I've had I want to make sure I say all this because I don't want to forget to say things on the last show, and I don't want to be talking about negative things on the last show. So, I want to kind of take a look at that. I've had several co-hosts come and go through the years. I've had all sorts of wonderful practitioners that I admire a lot. You know, Greg Braden, one of my favorites, was on the show twice. It's just been so, I love this show. I love the audience. I love when people have the aha moment. And I had made a choice back in, when I walked out of that class, I made a choice that I was going to definitely take the first course, and I was going to learn how to do this. And then I found out that it's not something you learn. It's something that you're reminded that you can do. You already can do it. It's putting it into some sort of order so that, because you've probably seen this many times and experienced it yourself. People who have a tendency to be very psychic can be very confused by it because if you don't add, if your perception is not neutral, then your perception is going to throw off the information that you're getting. And that's why it's so important to have protocols in place, checkpoints, tung, 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 check this, check this, check this. And so when you do that and you start becoming very good at it, then you start being able to check things in triads, and then you start being able to check things in pentagons, and then you start being able to check things in hexagons. And so it just goes on and on like that, like the geometric symbols. And so you can, you know, the faster you get. When I first started, it was, probably 4 years in, where when I was shifting people, I started to, no, it wasn't even that long. It was a couple years in. I started hearing dominoes falling. And I'd see them in my mind. And those dominoes represented, I guess, like the generations, all the different, like when you, like with a domino, you know, if you knock one domino down, the rest will follow. And so if one person in the family has any idea of being able to sort of tune in and feel for, like, okay, what's really bothering this person? Is it emotional or psychological? And, you know, and when you start studying body language and face reading and all, you know, like I have my teacher's certificate in psychosomatic therapy. And I've never been a fan of therapy myself, but I love the psychosomatic part. Therapy takes too long, or it doesn't take too long. Some people prefer therapy, but for people who just want to have the energy part of it cleared, generally if those blocks are cleared, that person will start to be able to feel for the right answers for themselves and for others. And as I said, we have this talent naturally, putting it into some sort of order. Understand, a big part of that for me was I traveled all around the world to be able to find out more and more and more about this information because it's so fascinating. And when I traveled around the world, what happened is, of course, I'm you know, connecting with people from all sorts of cultures and countries, like, you know, different ways of being. And that in itself is a huge thing, because what people don't understand, for me, this radio show was my gift to the world, because I recognized right as soon as I walked out the door the power of this. And I wanted to share this information with as many people as I could. So I took marketing classes, and I put a limit on how much of my money that I would do free work for, because I'm a single mom or back then, you know, and I hit my ceiling of $100,000 of donation work, basically, like on this radio show, getting everything in place, being able to share this information once a week for 9 years. I always wanted everybody to be able to call in and get an energetic shift, or just listen and get an energetic shift, because I didn't realize. Well, and I did kind of, but now I, you know, I get it. Like, calling into a radio show is pretty scary to, you know, air your weaknesses. So it's been wonderful. I've received so many blessings for this. The thing is, what people don't understand about energy work, it has to be an equal exchange. So, the fact that I offered free, a lot of people thought it was free, but it wasn't free for me. I don't regret it at all. That was my goal. And thanks to my government here in Canada, I reached my goal sooner because I ran out of money sooner. So, well, not thanks to that. We have the pandemic and everything, but a lot of you, if you're a Canadian and you woke up this morning, and you found out that we now have a Liberal NDP majority government overnight. I feel your pain too. So it says something. You know what it reminds me of? I'm just going a little off subject here, but it reminds me of years ago, and I do mean years ago, a bunch of my friends and I decided to head to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan to see the Good Brothers. And it was so much fun. We had such a good time. And our designated driver, right at midnight, decides to have us there. I'm drinking too, because there was a party after. And we're 45 minutes from Regina at this point. So when our designated driver decided to quit, to start drinking, We were all like, well, I guess we're not going to work. We're not going to make it back because we're not going on the highway. We'd all thought that our designated driver was going to get us safely home. That's what this government deal reminds me of. I have that same disturbed feeling in my gut. And it's so funny because we've got like a situation where our prime minister went over to Europe along with the deputy prime minister and some other people, and they had all these meetings, etc., and they had to have a special convoy to escort him to the out of the country because people were calling him the most hated man in the world. So when someone from the other side decides to join up with the most hated man in the world, I don't call him that. I don't feel he is. I feel like I have nothing personal against any of these people. This is just politics. Having said that, us Canadians are going to have to deal with this now. And like to wake up in the morning and find out that the democratic process of voting that you went through just got changed overnight. Again, it's just really hard to do business. It's just really, really, really hard to do business. So I could still do it, but it's not that much fun. And I feel that like if you have to watch every single word that you say, because my fear is that someone would call into the radio show and say the wrong thing and cause problems for themselves. I'm very careful about what I can say and what I can't say. I've been on the show for 9 years. I'm very careful that way anyway for when people call in, because I understand that if someone is calling into this radio show, they have a lot going on and they're probably feeling kind of desperate. And those are the people that I exactly wanted to be here for. Those ones that couldn't afford to call to go for a session or whatever, or couldn't afford the medical care or whatever, couldn't afford whatever. So, which is a lack mentality, and I wanted to be here for those people, and I still will be here for you, not here on Transformation Talk Radio. Having said that, I do have plans in the making, and Jessica, the producer of this show, and I have spoken, and she's going to help me move it over. I've decided to become a Kajabi hero and learn how to do some of this computer stuff myself, just because I feel like that would be my 15 minutes a day for sure. So this is what's kind of happening with me, and I really wanted to say all this on this show, because on my last show, I would prefer to be just, you know, having some more fun. As I said, for 9 years now, I've done 52. I haven't missed that many, except for the last year when I was sick. And I think one time I was flying to Europe, I was in Germany teaching a seminar, and I missed the time by half an hour, but something in me went, I think my radio show's on. And there was a time change in Europe that I wasn't aware of that day. So I caught the last half of my show. And so this has been, for me, such a blessing to be able to connect with people, to be able to do this, to have the support of Pat and all of her team. I tease Kim, who does a lot of my graphics and stuff, that I've known her. I was almost married to her longer than my ex-husband because we talked more over 9 years than in 18. So that's what happens. You get so close with the people that you work with. And I have so much love and respect for Transformation Talk Radio and everything that they do. And it makes my heart kind of, like I'm feeling, you know, pretty, I don't know. There's so many emotions coming up for me right now. The good news is that one way or another, I'm doing that show live next week. I'm just making that commitment now. I've had a rather rough week physically because the good news is that I definitely am on the tail end of this, and it's really amazing. I feel way better, but at the same time, I'm requiring a lot more self-care right now to make sure that the very last of this is gone, because I don't want it to start up again. And so I apologize for not being on social media very much, et cetera. And I do have, my plants are getting so big, and I will send that out. When I am purging like this amount, my electronics all go crazy in the house. It's just something around when you have a lot of parasites or parasitic energy around you, what happens is it really messes up the electromagnetic field, and so of a person. And so I already have a tendency to stop watches and make computers do weird things and stuff. So this has been, I just have stayed away from my computer. I can tell today that I'm feeling that it's better than yesterday and the day before that, you know. And that's sometimes the way we get through life. I'm just going to skip the break because I just want to make sure that I touch on the Bluebird of Happiness, and just in case someone calls in, 1-800-930-2819. The reason I chose this card, the transition card, is because what we all are experiencing as a collective is this energy of death, of transition, because so many people on this planet, there's just so much happening. There's just, it's just all over the place. It's chaotic. It's so easy to slip into depression. It's so easy to slip into these different ways of, you know, I myself yesterday, like when I saw what had happened here in Canada, I cried and cried for hours, and I knew that I wasn't just crying for me. Weeping tears and tears and tears of, you know, stress. And it wasn't me. And so this is what happens for me. I thought I was going to be able to do this show live on Facebook, but the torrent of energy that comes in from the people that are listening, that are upset about the same subject throughout the collective right now. And this is so bizarre, but in the history of energetically shifting things for 15 years, I have never felt the planet so united. And I wanted people to know. The people of this planet have never been so united. The people of Canada are way more united than they were 1 month ago, before the protests and everything went out to Ottawa. People in general, and this is so important, so important. People in general are such wonderful, beautiful beings, and we all make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. That's part of being human. And if you think about our reality as like a movie, and you're in this movie, you're the producer of this movie. You're the one that runs your reality. You can't, and so a lot of people are confused about this. Because, yes, your reality is affected by everybody else. That's why I went out to, it wasn't that easy to find a quantum physicist that could make me laugh. So when I found one, I made sure that I went out and studied with Nassim Haramein's Resonance Project Foundation back then, and I became an emissary because the reasons why people were there were very different. I mean, there was a lot of quantum physicists there. That wasn't my reason. It wasn't for the math. I wanted to understand how we are all connected, and how is this scientifically possible? How is it possible that someone like me, that have no training in anatomy or any, like, you know, I've groomed dogs for years, though, so I have a, you know, a pretty good idea of anatomy just from that, you know, for animals. And when I first started doing this work, I called it the whatchamacallit next to the doohickey. Isn't working. And I just spread out my anatomy cards that I bought, my flashcards, and I would study just that one thing that that one client sent me. I would see, okay, what are the what do the doctors say about it? And what do science say about it? And look into it. And then just name all those parts and test the parts and see if the communication between these parts is working properly. So I had, you know, my daughter was studying, my oldest daughter was studying anatomy. She was from med school at the time, and she was so mad at me because she said, "Mom, you can't call it a whatchamacallit next to the doohickey and, you know, and have it work." And I said, "Hey, I just worked on a man who was going for a kidney transplant. He's been on dialysis for 5 years. His daughter made him call me. I worked on him for half an hour, talked to him on the phone, and I didn't hear from him for 5 years until 5 years later. He called me because he wanted to work on the wells on his property. He wanted me to find where the water was on his property so that he could subdivide it and he didn't have to drill a bunch of holes on it to find where the water was. And I was so surprised that he actually called me because he was totally thought this, you know, he told me straight up, this is, you know, bullshit. And I asked him, "Hey, dude, how's your health? I haven't heard from you. Like, I think it was like 4.5 years ago you called me." "Oh, the next day," he said, "I had my appointment with the doctor and I didn't have my kidneys. They said just were working. I haven't had to do dialysis and I didn't have to go for my surgery." And I can't explain that really, but it happened. And, you know, so that's kind of, I don't say I understand this 100%, not at all. Lord, that's why I keep doing it. And dude, it's so fascinating. Human beings are extremely fascinating because of their ability to feel and so, and to put that into a logical context, right? So this is kind of all, my goal is just to empower people at this time to be able to recognize that death, when, like this card, when the death card comes up in the tarot, everybody's like, "Oh my God, somebody's going to die." No, the death card, you don't need to take it quite that literally. It's actually a card of transition. And on that card is, it's basically, the dragon and his angel are coming to their dire end. The vultures are swooping in, circling. And the angel's wings are the bluebird of happiness. And if you've heard about the bluebird of happiness, there's a lot of talk, you know, a lot of stories about the bluebird of happiness. And the bluebird of happiness comes and sings to make you happy. And the thing is, if the bluebird doesn't live and the bluebird dies, then so does the happiness. And so I just want to strengthen this for everybody to recognize there is no death energetically. There is no death. On the 3D world, there is, absolutely, absolutely. But in an energetic, you know, 5D plane, it's energy that's recycled, reprocessed, whatever, comes out in many varying degrees of forms, etc. And so the death card can also mean, and usually does mean, the death of something, like the death of a business, the death of way of doing things. And so a lot of people right now may be feeling this. Like right now in Canada, I know, because I've already been hearing from some, and people are feeling hopeless. And I understand, like, it's very challenging to be enthusiastic about starting a business in Canada right now. Having said that, you may as well work towards your goals while you wait for the rest of the world to catch up. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. The bluebird of happiness, because I talk about this, you can't control what's going on around you. You can't control all the external forces. And if you think you can, you're not as smart as you think you are. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, we have the ability to recognize that we aren't going to go back to the way things were. That probably has died. Having said that, we also, there was lots of shift that was happening before the pandemic that was really not great. And so it's not like, be very careful when you hold on to the past. Be very careful what parts of the past you do hold on to. Generally, when the death card came up, and you understand this is the card that came up today, like, I don't pick them, they pick me for the show. So it's a lot of people are feeling this energy of kind of like a death of way things were, and a lot of people will get really nostalgic, and they'll be like, oh, the good old days when I was in high school, and they're like 60, and you're thinking, wow, the good old days for you were way back in high school, and you're still listening to that music. You can see how that would control you. So we can't do anything or anything. We can't always move the energy to be acceptable to everybody, right? Like, there's always going to be people that are upset by something, but you don't have to be one of them. And so I'm just strengthening everybody, especially the people that have worked with me over the years. A lot of you have been contacting me and saying, like, what can I do? Just keep energetically shifting for the truth to come out. The truth will set everyone free. So just energetically tune in to whatever is going on that's bothering you, and just feel for the answer, because feeling for the answer is the secret. So moving forward into 2022, I'm going to become a Kajabi hero, and so you guys are going to have to be very patient, because my computer skills are actually better than the average person that works in an office, I find out. Having said that, because office people just call the tech guys. Someone like me, I have to figure it out, because I'm here by myself. So I have to figure out, okay, why isn't my computer working? Why isn't this working? And sometimes it takes me like half the day just to find out how to do something right now. Especially when I'm not 100% myself at this time. It's challenging. Having said that, I can choose to be very unhappy about it. And I can choose to be really, really sad because of some of the things that, in my opinion, are reprehensible that have been done behind my back by some people. I could be, like, totally devastated. I could be, like, down on the floor. And I want you to know, I have been. I have been down on the floor on my knees. And I almost lost my life. So I've been, it's not the first time, but like this was a few times, and I really wanted to live. Before that, about maybe a month before, I tested to see what can the average person do right now that's not in government or whatever, that is Yeah, it was just before the convoy left. So I think towards the end of January, it was more. And you know what the answer was? I have been working on this energetically all day, every day for like 20 hours a day for, you know, the last year, because off and on basically, but because that's what I do. And I want to find out like what's going on here, like energetically, what can we do to strengthen everybody here? And you know what the answer I got was? Pray. And I'm like, okay. And so, you know, it was so interesting because I followed the peaceful protest from BC to Ottawa on the highways and hopped in the cab with some of these drivers so I could see Canada again. Oh my God, I miss Canada. I miss getting on the road and going on a road trip and just going to see what Canada has to offer. We have such a beautiful country here. And I'm watching all this, and then I'm watching as it gets more and more delicate. And then out at Coots, they had that other thing going on, which wasn't part of this one. So I'm watching that too. And when it came to the time when the RCMP here and the protesters were clashing, and one man in the crowd started to say a prayer, and they all prayed together, and they were all, the police and the people were hugging each other. So I thought, you know what? Prayer works. And so what I wanted to leave you guys with for today is next week, I'm going to come on live, for my last show. And to end this show, I really wanted also to thank Caleb. Caleb, when one of my clients works at a senior citizen's place, and they were like, felt like they were locked up and nobody could hear what they had to say. And you may remember this is a while back. Got a bunch of letters from them. Like when they said they were going to mail me, they didn't mean email. So it turned into two shows. And right after that, then a big thing of that was that they couldn't even go to Christmas Mass. And, so I asked Caleb, who I had met at Luminate like the five, six years ago, and if he would come on the show and do a mass for everyone, and he did. And then I said, you know, they love you, stay on the show. And so I want to thank him so much. We don't even know each other that well. We've met and I don't even think we've had a coffee together or anything, but we have a deep respect for each other and for each other, what our work. And so I just wanted to really give Caleb like a real thank you, thank you, thank you for carrying this show for me while I was too sick to do it myself. I don't want to forget these things because it may take me. I do plan to be back out there for you guys. I will have a newsletter out for everybody. But I would like to end this show because, unfortunately, here's another thing that came up today, which is going to trigger a lot of people, is that a judge in Texas made Pfizer was so proud of their product that they wanted to wait 75 years to share the results. But a judge in Texas insisted that they do it 10,000 pages at a time and over this year. Some of these results are coming out, and I just want to strengthen everybody to anything that comes up, okay? Whether you've had a vaccination or you've not had a vaccination, I'm totally pro-vaccination if you want one. I've energetically shifted many people so that they get a good result. Any of my clients that have had been vaccinated have all come through it well. Some of them have had a few issues. We work on it. none of this information is really very clear right now. Please, like, don't get yourselves all upset. DNA is always changing. And so we're just going to strengthen everybody to that, because the first 3 months of results are out, and they're kind of very scary for a lot of people. If you're afraid that, oh my God, what have I done? Either way, okay, I want you to know that energetically that we can work on anything. And as I said, several of my clients have had to travel and be vaccinated, and I have a lot of experience in strengthening them to all the underlying energetic weaknesses of fear around that, around becoming ill. But what I would like to do is say the prayer to end this show that the protesters and the police said together, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for trespassing as we forgive others for trespassing against us. For thine is the power, the glory, and the kingdom. Aho." Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wanton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.